This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is angrily objecting to House Democrats' bid to remove him from office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
A day before a historic House impeachment vote, the president's blasting Democrats who've accused him of abusing his power. Writing in a letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, they're the ones guilty of abuse of power and perversion of justice.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax.
Not long after the letter was sent, the president told reporters he will take no responsibility for becoming just the third American chief executive to be impeached, saying he's done nothing wrong. Democrats like Jamie Raskin disagree.
Overwhelming evidence that the president of the United States has committed high crimes and misdemeanors.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pakistan has sentenced former dictator General Pervez Musharraf to death in a treason case, but it's possible the punishment will never be carried out. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that story.
Pakistan has sentenced former dictator General Pervez Musharraf to death in a treason case, but it's most unlikely the punishment will be carried out. The case relates to the state of emergency Musharraf had imposed in 2007 when he placed several key judges under house arrest. He came to power after ousting former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in a 1999 bloodless coup. Now, this is the first time in the nation's history that a former army chief and ruler of the country has been sentenced to death. Sentenced in absentia, Musharraf has been out of the country since 2016 when he was allowed to leave on bail to seek medical treatment abroad. And he's unlikely to return. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reporters Without Borders said in its annual report today that 49 journalists were killed on the job this year. 389 are currently in jail. That's a 12% rise in the number of jailed journalists. You're listening to VOA News. Pope Francis on Tuesday announced sweeping changes to the way the Roman Catholic Church deals with cases of sexual abuse of minors, abolishing the rule of pontifical secrecy that previously covered them. Reuters' Francesca Linal reports.
Pope Francis has abolished a set of Vatican rules for handling sensitive information, an attempt at added transparency in how the Roman Catholic Church handles cases of sexual abuse. The measures were specifically called the right to pontifical secrecy. Proponents are calling it a sweeping move and codified into global church doctrine rules that have already been employed by branches in several countries, including the United States. Two documents issued by the Pope back practices, such as reporting suspicion of sex abuse to civil authorities where required by law. They also forbid imposing any obligation of silence on those who report sex abuse or allege they have been a victim.
That's Francesca Linal reporting. More clashes have erupted in New Delhi between thousands of protesters and police over a new law that makes it easier for non-Muslims from neighboring countries to gain citizenship. Reuters' Joe Davies.
The sound of gunfire and the sight and smell of tear gas hung in the air of New Delhi on Tuesday. Damaged cars, roads strewn with debris, thousands in the streets. It's now been a week of protest over the controversial new law that expedites citizenship for certain religions, including Christians and Hindus, but not Muslims. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government says the measure is designed to protect religious minorities from persecution in neighbouring Bangladesh, Pakistan and Afghanistan. But critics say the fact that Muslims are excluded weakens India's secular foundation.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Use of capital punishment is continuing its downward trend in the United States. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
A new report says this year, for the fifth straight year, fewer than 30 people have been executed, and under 50 new death sentences have been imposed. The report by the Death Penalty Information Center shows 20 of this year's 22 executions have occurred in five southern states, led by Texas with 9. New Hampshire became the 21st state to abolish the death penalty, while California imposed a formal moratorium on executions. But at the federal level, Attorney General William Barr announced federal executions would resume this month. Mike Hempen, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is signaling that he won't soften his Brexit stance now that he has a majority in Parliament. He's seeking to rule out any extension of an end of 2020 deadline to strike a trade deal with the European Union that could mean Britain leaving the EU without a deal in place. Marissa Melton, VOA News.